Long, long ago lived a monkey sock and a little girl that everyone called Betty Lou. She played him a song on her baritone till the cows came a-running with a moo. They went to church with her ma and pa and sang and gave the glory be to you know who. She took along little Cyrus Sock because he promised that he wouldn't throw his poo. After the service, he told them tales of many of the places that he traveled to. He made sure that they knew his skills so they wouldn't want to put him in a zoo. Yo-ho, going on adventures, yo-ho, always on the move. Yo-ho, going on adventures, that's what I like to do. Much later on, in a different state, he befriended a sock monkey who was very new. His little friend took the name Jacko, and Cyrus then became his Poppy Lou. Most of the time, they stayed at home with a family of several kids who grew and grew. They looked forward to summertime, because the family always went to somewhere new. Yo-ho, going on adventures, yo-ho, always on the move. Yo-ho, going on adventures, that's what we like to do. All of the kids grew up and left, and the house that they lived in was too big for two. The ma and pa got a smaller place, and they decided just one sock would do. Poor little Jacko was sent away, and Jacko and his poppy had a big boo-hoo. They gave him a tag with an asking price, at least they didn't put him in a zoo. He sat on a shelf with some other socks as people walk right by him and not much else to do. Kids always grabbed them and pulled their tails, and some of them were taken home in twos. A man by the name of Van came in, and he journeyed from the same state as Poppy Lou. With help from above, Van and Jacko met, and they became a traveling team of two. Yo-ho, going on adventures, yo-ho, always on the move. Yo-ho, going on adventures, that's what we like to do. Not long ago, Poppy surfed the web and came up on a story too good to be true. Though he was old, he still liked to see the adventures of sock monkeys on the move. There on his screen was his friend Jacko, and he traveled with a man that Poppy thought he knew. When he heard that his name was Van, he knew it was the son of Betty Lou. He sent off a note to his friend Jacko to see about returning to the place he knew. Jacko and Van came to pick him up, and their reunion was a big to-do. They met up with friends on their way back home, and Poppy hugged and kissed the girls of Roo-Coo-Coo. So Jacko and Van begged to take him home. Poppy went to live with Betty Lou. Yo-ho, going on adventures, yo-ho, always on the move. Yo-ho, going on adventures, that's what we like to do.